Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Well, cattle producers, Superior Video Livestock Auction is proud to present Bell Ringer 30. 30th anniversary of the Bell Ringer sale coming up the 11th and 12th of January on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be broadcast live. You can attend in person as well at the Doubletree Denver Stapleton North in Denver. They'll be offering 81,250 head on Wednesday, January 11th. 26,600 feeder steers, 14,600 feeder heifers will be featured. Then on Thursday, January 12th, 35,000 weaned calves and 2,750 bred heifers, bred cows, and pairs will be featured as well. For details about Bell Ringer 30, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call at 800-422-2117. The 2017 Bell Ringer Sale of Superior Livestock coming the 11th to 12th of January. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
A big surprise today for cattle futures as we closed sharply higher in the feeder cattle. January were $3.22 higher at $132.50. The March feeder cattle were extremely strong, closed at new highs or the highest they've been since August, up $4.50, which is the limit at $130.00 even. So extremely good, strong movement there. April at $4.45. The live cattle were stronger as well, not quite a limit, but were quite strong. February $2.50 higher. But then you get out there in the summer and later months, and they were $1.50 to $1.90 higher. So most of the strength there came on the front end. Some of the reasoning here, it looks like this cold weather, not only cold, but cold and wet weather over the weekend has caused some concern here. And the front end of the live cattle, there's concerns about the weight gain, death loss, etc. And since it's such a wide area that people are not really wanting to be short, so they're getting out of short positions. And then the market made new highs, especially in the feeder cattle. And as it made new highs, that started to bring some short covering, people getting out of their short positions, and that drove it up as well. So kind of a combination of all of those led to a self-fulfilling rally to finish the day where we did at the highest since we've seen since the end of the summer.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets were mixed today, with the corn and wheat futures both trading slightly lower and beans about 5 to 8 cents higher. Most of the market is in preparations for this Thursday's January 12th monthly USDA report. Winter wheat seedings are kind of the different thing on this report. All winter wheat is expected to be 34.139 million acres, where last year it was 36.13. So about 2 million less winter wheat acres. If you just look at hard red winter wheat by itself, nearly 24.94 is the average guess. Last year it was 26.5, so about 1.5 million less of the hard red winter wheat we grow here in the South. Now, planted versus harvested could also be different here. A lot of people aren't really planning to harvest it. The wheat market, the prices have come back up some, so still some things that could be flexible with that. Now, the other parts are the production numbers here for the corn and soybeans for 16-17. Corn production is expected to be 15.196 billion bushels. That's lower than the November number by just a touch. The yield 175, so really big corn yield. Soybean production is expected 4.37 with the yield of 52.7. So really big corn and bean crops on the last harvest year. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.